forgot my Bible. I know, can you believe it? I come on a Bible study trip and I forget my Bible. Hi everybody, this is Martin Zender from Dearborn, Michigan, reporting to you from my extended stay hotel here in Dearborn. This is Friday afternoon. I'm recording this ahead of time. You're going to get this show. It's going to air on Monday. I'm waiting for Sheridan. He left Chicago. He has to try to time it so he gets out of Chicago before the traffic starts, and he gets in Detroit before the traffic starts. So that's going to be a trick. I told him, when you get here, we're going for a hamburger. And he said, quote, "That's the sexiest thing I've ever heard." So Sheridan's going to be ready for a hamburger. As you know, well, or may not know, I'm here at the invitation, and so is Dan of Harsh Bobsar, our friend from India. This guy is used to be a Hindu, became a Christian because, well, he went from a Hindu to a Christian. Then he found out that the Christian religion was the most violent religion on the planet. I know Dan's been talking about that on his show. Then he became a believer. What a transition from Hindu to Christian to believer. Yeah, there are religious people, there are worldly people, and then there are believers. So we're going to spend time with Harsh and his friends from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and the University of Michigan area. Not only this, I forgot my headphones. So and my speakers on my laptop aren't working, so I don't even know if I'm going to be able to edit this show. So I'm just going to have to throw it out there and hope for the best. I am going to, I forgot Clyde's book, The Church in Ruins. You know, that book I'm doing the series on here. Forgot that. Forgot my headphones. At least I brought the microphone because Dan and I are going to be doing some shows while I'm here. So while we're here. So what I'm going to talk to you about today is my book, Martin Zender's Guide to Intelligent Prayer. We all want to pray intelligently. I'm impressed with this book. I like this book, especially page 28. Some people don't know what to pray for, what's good for them. I am tempted. In fact, I've started to write a satire on Joel Osteen's book, Your Best Life Now. I actually started this. I was working on it for about 2 months. I got a few chapters along, and I just thought, you know, this is really mean, but I know, why should that stop me? This whole premise of this name it, claim it brigade is that you know what's best for you. Here's Joel Osteen telling people to pray for a new house, pray for a car. You know, if you need that, you need the best parking space. I've heard him say this, that he prays for a parking space to open up, and it does, and he teaches his kids, well, that's God smiling down on me. Are you got to be kidding me? So this whole thing is based on the premise that you know what's best for you. So the premise of my book, well, I'll tell you the name of it first. The name of my book, the satire on Joel Osteen's book, Your Best Life Now, you know, multi-million dollar bestseller. My book was titled Your Best Life Sucks. That's right. The idea being that what you think is your best life will eventually probably suck. Isn't it amazing people want to win the lottery? They think, oh, my life would be so great if I win the lottery. Then they win the lottery and their life goes to pieces. I hate these Mises to pieces. And so they win the lottery. They lose their friends because they find out, you know, all their friends that they didn't know they had come out of the woodwork, family battles. People have committed suicide after winning the lottery. Hard to believe. So your best life sucks. So in my book, I follow along with Osteen and say, okay, let's say you have enough faith. Let's say you do everything right and you have this all this epic faith that Joel Osteen is somehow able to produce and his lovely wife, and you're able to get what you want. So in my book, that works. It follows. You get everything you want and then your life falls apart. Hence the title, Your Best Life Sucks. You don't know what's good for you. How many times in your life have you wanted something really bad and you prayed and prayed for it? And then, but you put this caveat in there, and I recommend this for everybody. Not my will, but thine be done. You see, God wants us to make our requests known. Paul says this in Philippians 4, let your requests be made known to God. I get this question all the time. Martin, we believe in the sovereignty of God, that the end has been planned from the beginning. Everything has been foreordained, foreknown. Obviously, yes, that's scripture. Then the question comes, then why pray? And the best answer I've ever heard on that is because God tells us to pray. We are supposed to pray. prayer is part of his program for us. Now, we pray with our requests. I'm going to recite it from memory here because I don't have my Bible. Sheridan's going to bring me an extra one. Let your requests be made known to God. This is Philippians 4, 6. And then the peace of God, which is superior to every frame of mind, shall be garrisoning your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Okay? Let your requests be made known to God, all of them. I remember one time early in my writing career, I wrote an article and I sent it to several newspapers, including the Chicago Tribune. And I got a call from the editor of the Chicago Tribune, and he says, I really want to run this article you sent me. And I went like, I was so excited because, I mean, come on, the Chicago Tribune? I was a dumb little kid living in Ohio. But he said, did you send it to any other newspaper? And I had to be honest, because that's the kind of person I am. And I said, yes, I sent it to the St. Louis Dispatch. And he goes, well, that's kind of an overlapping market. If the Dispatch runs it, I don't think I'm going to run it. And I said, I'll shoot the guy at the Dispatch. I'll blow up the Dispatch building. No problem. Just please run this. And he said, well, we'll see about it. So anyway, I hung up on that guy. And I remember I wanted that so bad. I prayed. I hardly ever do this because I don't know. I just don't specifically ask God for much. Maybe I should more. Maybe I'm too much of a fatalist. I don't know. No, I am a surrealist at times. Yeah, but I'm thinking maybe fatalist. So, but I got down on my knees. I know that was the Catholic coming out of me. This was back in the early 90s. No, wait a minute. I got down on my face. I was so wanting this article. I said, Lord, I really want this a lot. I want this byline in the Chicago Tribune. But I was mature enough even then to add the yet not my will, but thine be done. But I made my request known. Now, here's how that, I'm going to tell you how that prayer was answered. Prayers are always answered, by the way, just not necessarily how you want them. So back to Philippians 4, 6. Let your requests be made known to God. Then the peace of God shall be garrisoning your hearts. Paul doesn't say, let your requests be made known. Then you're going to get everything you want. No, he doesn't say that. Wish he did. Well, Christians teach like he does. They teach like if you say the prayer in the right way, in the right frame of mind, in the right position, and for God's sake, you better be in a prayer circle and not a prayer square, hello, you'll get what you want. But that is not true. The answer is, then the peace of God shall be garrisoning your hearts. After you pray, you have peace. Why? Because you've now given it to the King of the universe. You've now given your request to the one who is able to do everything. And don't you think that if God wanted my article to be in the Chicago Tribune, that he would have put it in the Chicago Tribune? Well, guess what? He did want it in the Chicago Tribune. He did. He did. Because my article appeared in the Chicago Tribune, and I was paid $150 for it, and people loved it. This lady from Loyola University, a writing professor at Loyola University in Chicago, actually found my phone number, called me, and said, I wish the Tribune would run stories like that more often. That was one of the best stories I ever read. So that was a wonderful boost for me in my writing career. I think of that often when things get low, when I get down. But still, I had the peace of God even before I knew that the article was run, because I know that the head of the universe was on it. God is on it. So now you can relax. You've given it to him. He just likes to have the ball lobbed in his court. So just lob the ball in his court. Give it to him. He wants to hear your prayers. Tell him. Tell him. Got a great example for you. Jesus Christ, what an example. The closer he got to the cross, the more he panicked. He did. He had human emotions just like us. He had glands. He had an adrenal gland that just pushed the worry and the anguish into his soul. And the closer he got, again, as the night came, the more he cried out to God and he wanted out of it. He wanted delivered. And I'm convinced that if there was a plan B, he would have walked out of that garden smiling. He wanted to be delivered. This is one of the most poignant passages in Scripture. Then Jesus came with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane and said to them, sit down here while I go over there and pray. Then he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be in terrible pain and agony of mind. My heart is breaking with a death-like grief, he told them. Stay here and keep watch with me. Then he walked on a little way and fell on his face and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Oh, I hate that he had to suffer like that. Terrible suffering. But here was a prayer. Here was a prayer. Honest, one-on-one to the Father. And yet the greatest prayer ever uttered followed this. Matthew 26, verse 39. Yet it must not be what I want, yet what you want. Here's my question. That was the greatest prayer ever prayed. Why pray a prayer like a Joel Osteen prayer? Or why pray that famous, infamous prayer, the prayer of Jabez, when you can pray the prayer of Jesus? Remember the prayer of Jabez? You remember those days back in the 90s? I think it was one of the most popular books out there. The prayer of Jabez. It was a guy who lived in the Old Testament times when a sign of God's favor was lots of real estate, lots of riches, lots of health. Your donkeys reproduced, your wife reproduced, your sheep reproduced. Everything went great for you. Now, God inspired Jabez to pray this prayer, it's true, and God did answer it. It was the right prayer at the right time, even if it was immature by today's standards, and it is. There's a time for immaturity. We were all babies once. At one time, you ate pre-chewed beet mush, but now is the time for maturity. But the reason this stupid book, The Prayer of Jabez by Bruce Wilkinson, the reason that sold so many copies is that it caters to modern Americans with this, I want an awesome life now mindset. And this is what they crave, exactly what this Jabez guy wanted. They want more personal territory. They want a relatively evil-free existence. And they want the satisfaction of having earned it by concentrated daily effort. And that's exactly what this prayer of Jabez was. You said this prayer every day for 30 days. And God was impressed. Wow, this guy's on day 28. I'm going to have to give him what he wants now. If only he can stick it out for two more days. And, you know, you pray for 30 days, you get what you want. Well, that's crazy. Where's spiritual maturity anywhere in this prayer? You got comfort first, then personal accomplishment and personal territory, all this crap. No, it's a spiritual prayers that we want. And Ephesians chapter 2, Paul's prayer, that we come to a realization of the truth. That's what we want. We want to come to a realization of the truth, of all these treasures that God has given us through the gospel of grace. So pray intelligently. Let your heart out. Yes, give God everything you have. He wants to hear from you. But know this, that after you've given it to him, you can go out for a hamburger like Dan Sheridan and I are going to do here in about 2 hours when he gets here. And you can relax because God is on it.